I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:26. Apologies for getting started just a little bit late. We had an appropriations meeting that ran just a little bit over. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton, will you please say our prayer?
Yes.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we come to you at this time to be in our heart and mind. We've come together for our Rojasha people. Please be with our families represented, the families who need your guidance and protection. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Move to approve the minutes of September 26, 2017.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is update organizational chart. Congresswoman Edwards brought to our attention that needed to be done at the last meeting, and she has worked on that. And I'm going to let her have the floor at this time.
No, it's not. Just a second.
I sent that to you yesterday.
Okay. So,
what chart?
Our last organizational chart referred to the Osage Nation Congressional Office. And so we needed a chart for the legislative branch. I redrafted it and asked for the assistance of the, since I don't know how to draw lines and make little boxes with what we have, what we use, I drafted the assistance of the budget analyst, since he's kind of our IT guy. And I sent it to him last night and asked him to help me draw some more boxes, but apparently people needed help getting coffee this morning, so that didn't get done. But apparently we have it maybe on yes, there was some sarcasm in that comment. Apparently, hopefully we have it online. So you have the one I sent you yesterday? Okay. So, the rules say that the officers of the nation are the speaker, the second speaker, and then the members of the select committees. So, to me, you start with the Congress, then on the left, let me let him get it pulled up. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll find it, and then we'll approve it.
Okay. So the idea is that the nation's up, that the Congress is up at the top. On the left-hand side, we have the speaker. In the middle, we have the select committees. On the right, we have the second speaker. And then falling off those lines are going to be the standing committees underneath the speaker, under the select committees, the second speaker. No, the select committees down, and then over under the second speaker will be the CA committee, and then the staff is underneath there. Whoever reports directly to the second speaker, which includes OFPR offices, is going to go down from there. Over to the left will be the legislative council, who answers to the speaker. And then the only issue we have that's going to be a little bit difficult is the budget analyst. This is what I'm saying. See where it says, this part never got changed because I couldn't figure out how to do it. So the issue is the budget analyst, who answers both to the second speaker for HR issues, employment issues, and then for policy issues, answers to the speaker. So that needs to be drawn in. Other than that, that's it. So like I said, I started trying to play with this, and that's why Congressional Affairs and Appropriations are there. They're supposed to be under that select committee line, but I couldn't figure out how to make the line.
Okay, so it looks like all the positions are there. We just need to move some stuff over.
That's right.
And so my suggestion would be that this committee approve it with second speaker's authorization to work with Eli to clean it up before we post it and pass it out.
Eli, second speaker down there is a line straight across from select committees, and then Congressional Affairs goes underneath it.
Second speaker goes under.
Or you can actually see where it says Congressional Affairs. Draw a line out there to second speaker. Well, I think the line goes straight across from second speaker. From Congressional Affairs to second speaker, have a line straight across. And then underneath second speaker, put all of that other stuff. I mean, I guess that's fine. Next to appropriations, put membership and rules, ethics, and engrossment. So two more lines there. Had to have done this last night on a plane, I would have done it, but I'm telling you, it was frustrating. Now I'm watching him do it, and I see how maybe to do it. Well, I would line appropriations and membership straight across, but Eli, can you put rules, ethics, and engrossment next to membership? Can you put rules, ethics, and engrossment next to membership? Like, next to it up on that line.
I can do my best to work on where it needs to
be. Okay, so anyway, that's generally where we are.
Committee? Congressman Mason?
I always thought that the speaker was the top of the line for this Congress. Underneath the Congress is the speaker, and then everything else has to flow back up through the speaker. Mm-mm. It used to be in the old days. before we even had second speaker, because I was the one that created that second speaker position. And that's just my thought, because it looks like the select committees are the same power, if you will, of the speaker. And they can go into the Osage Nation Congress, and the speaker would not have a clue what's going on in the mechanism. Is that right or wrong? Or I just want to see speaker under there.
When we,
Congresswoman Edwards,
when we initially wrote the rules, the concept was that we had a 12-member Congress, and that not one person would have ultimate authority over things, that there would be different responsibilities laid out for different officers, and that's why it calls in the rules the name of the, under the rules, their officers. Can we review that? And the speaker does have ultimate authority in certain areas, but the speaker, for example, does not have ultimate authority in terms of, and did in the beginning, but then the second speaker was created. And once the second speaker was created, the second speaker became the person who had top decision making over HR issues. So, officers. The officers are the speaker, the second speaker, the Congressional Affairs Committee, the chairperson of Rules and Ethics, the two members of Rules and Ethics, the chairperson of Congressional Appropriations, the chairperson of the membership, and two members of membership. And those are the officers of the nation. Now, the speaker's responsibilities and duties, they have the authority to conduct business on behalf of Congress. They represent Congress at intertribal meetings. They are the public relations lead between the executive and legislative branches. They establish deadlines for legislative process. They set legislative priorities. They communicate with staff to ensure the efficient flow of legislation. And they can delegate any of those authorities to the second speaker. Then the second speaker is the chairperson of Congressional Affairs, manages all the internal congressional operations, assigns, direct, monitors, and guides the day-to-day operations of the congressional staff and office, is responsible for ensuring that congressional support staff complete their tasks. They're responsible for setting and noticing the Congressional Affairs meetings and setting the agenda. They're the initial contact for requests to contract professionals. They're the initial contact for hiring legal representation. They're responsible for referring matters approved by the Congressional Affairs Committee to current legal representation. They have the authority to sign for all expenditures. Second speaker ensures the legislative branch policies and procedures manual is updated. And the second speaker can, at the discretion of the speaker, be detailed to represent the Congress. Then the second speaker is the chief personnel official of the legislative branch. The duties include supervising all the congressional staff, ensuring each member of Congress is provided full and fair and equitable access to staff. The second speaker is the chief fiscal officer of the legislative branch, and that's it. Then the select committees have responsibilities. Seven. The select committees are congressional affairs, rules, ethics, and engrossment, membership, and appropriations. Congressional affairs mediates member disputes between the members and staff, approves all job descriptions, hiring decisions, and termination decisions, completes the annual legislative branch staff evaluations, and makes required merit recommendations, sets the salaries, the bonuses, and the leave for all legislative branch employees, annually approves the legislative branch policies and procedure manuals, initiates and approves the proposed legislative branch budget, approves any expenditure over $1,000, reviews and approves all professional contracts, and monitors the legislative branch budget for compliance, plans and conducts new member orientation, and can undertake any additional duties prescribed by the rules or referred by a majority of Congress. Congressional Affairs can meet at this time. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment initiates, researches, and proposes amendments and new additions to the rules, engrosses all bills, ensures legislative compliance with Article 10 of any ethics rules, and recommends policies and procedure changes. Appropriation, monitors all appropriation legislation, reviews the financial reports circulated by the Treasurer, reviews proposed legislation and reports to members no less than weekly during sessions about the budget, and membership ensures the legislative membership role is properly maintained with the clerk of the Congress, develops safety measures and means for keeping the role and membership records protected, meets with the membership director on a regular basis, and recommends rules and regulations to the Congress as necessary to regulate membership.
Congressman Mason.
I would argue that that's not what that says.
Well, I agree that the second speaker needs to go up next to the select committee. I agree with that.
You said in our rules, Congressional Affairs reports back to the second speaker, so that part.
I agree. That's why I was asking him if he could draw that line.
So where are we at? I'm sorry.
Congressman Mason.
Where are we at as a committee in regards to this diagram today? Are we still working on it?
It sounds like we need to still work on it. And I think what I'm hearing from Congressman Mason is he would like to see Osage Nation Congress at the top, speaker directly below that, second speaker, or at least at the very least, select committee somewhere under that. Yeah. Congressman Mason, is that what I'm hearing you say?
I venture to say this is still a work in progress in my head, so okay.
We started late, and we're scheduled till noon, and it's 11:44. We didn't get started till 11:25, and we still have a lot on our agenda. So, how about we keep working on this, and we'll take it up at the next meeting? Okay.
Is this
Congressman Mason?
Is this on our emails?
Congresswoman Edwards is going to send it out to all of this committee.
Okay.
Please don't ask Eli to get you coffee between now and the next meeting so we can get it done. Whoever did.
Thank you very much for getting me a cup of coffee, sir.
Next item on our agenda is online codes. Eli?
Trey might have an update on this as well. Members should have a packet or a proposal from the one company that received information from after the RFP.
Yeah, so Tammy Lever said that it could only find two companies that were capable of meeting the requirements of the RFP, and that only one responded to the request for bid out to, and it was the one company that we based the bid on.
Paperwork on this?
There should be in your packet, there should be
Congresswoman Whitmer.
Have you been able to review the functionality of what they're, has anybody reviewed any of the codes that they currently have online? Because unless we see and know how it works, we might be getting into something that is more frustrating than helpful if we don't understand its.
I agree. I think there's still just a little more work to do before we decide to sign a contract with them. So if you want to approve the bid and instruct me to move down the road toward a contract with them, I'll be happy to do that. But yeah, we need to review.
Congresswoman Edwards.
As soon as I get this thing with that done, I will explore this, and I would be happy to try to send out a test for Congress so that we can play with it a little bit and see how it works.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
My question is once the nation puts out an RFP and people submit, does our law trigger any deadlines for us to contract with them or extend the length of the RFP process?
No, we are not under obligation to contract with them at all.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. We will move now online codes to the next CA agenda as well. Maybe not the next one, maybe the one after that. That way you have time.
I'll call him.
Okay.
Try to get something set up for us.
The next item on the agenda is travel. You have four. One for Speaker Pratt, one for Congressman Hamilton, one for Congressman Mason, and one for Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yeah, two for Speaker.
And you have two for Speaker, sorry. One, two, three, four. Five. So you have five. Two, three. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
How many people have we already approved for Southern California?
One.
How many people did we decide by motion were going to be the number that we were going to approve for gathering meetings?
I do not agree. I think that was in the last CA that you all did that.
So?
I know. I don't know. I don't know what you all decided. That was like 2 years ago. These are FY18 monies that everyone's using.
Well, no, there was a decision made by CA that there was going, because we spent months on it, that there was going to be appropriate number of people, because the reason is we've been asked to send representatives to many gatherings, and we're sending six representatives to one gathering and no representatives to another gathering. And if we're going to spend the people's money, we need to ensure that if a gathering asks us to send a representative, that we do that, or else.
I believe that I have heard you speak that there is a limit of five, and we are one, two, three, four. When Congress receives a formal invitation to attend an event or sponsor, if the number exceeds the available ticket seats, if the invitation includes travel in excess of the second speaker's approval authority, the Congressional Affairs Chair should determine a reasonable number of members who should attend. In the case of travel, interested members who have utilized the least amount of travel funds for a given fiscal year shall be given priority to attend. There is no number.
Okay, so are you saying sky's the limit? And that's fine if that's what you're saying.
No. Did you hear me say that?
No.
Okay.
So what's the number?
You all worked on this, and what is your definition of reasonable? I mean, if you all, the committee that revised this, had a magic number, y'all should put it in there.
Well, I think we couldn't agree.
Well,
That's why we left it to the second speaker. I thought the reasonable number was two.
Well, there's 12 members of Congress.
And we've also had the debate that FY18 money is being used, and each member gets their allotted amount of money to travel, and they should be allowed to travel where they want to. There's also that argument, and I'm not going to say that argument is, it's what people think. Congressman Hamilton?
Just to reiterate what you just said, the committee couldn't come to a number to agree upon, so we left it up to the discretion of the second speaker.
Okay, well, Congresswoman Edwards.
How Has Southern California said that they're going to allot, you know, so many hours of their, I mean, I think that's kind of where it comes down to. Are they willing to have 12 members of Congress speak for 10 minutes each? Maybe we should ask them.
Right now, we don't have 12 members wanting to go. Right now, we have 5.
I'm going, but I'm paying for myself.
Right now, we have 6.
I thought you said that there were 6.
There's 4 in here, one already approved, and you just included yourself. That's 6.
Okay.
So we have 6 people going. You're paying for yourself, so we have 5 that are using their FY18 money.
I will say that we ought to, I mean, maybe they're fine with that. If they're fine with up to 12 members, and I'm not just limiting it to Southern California, if it's Northern California, if they're willing to have Congress come out, the whole members of Congress, I don't think they're gonna say, if you're all there, only 2 of you can speak. Maybe they are. But I think there was a meeting down at Texas. I think we need to get some more guidance on this.
Okay, I think that right now we're looking at, 3 weeks out, and people need to be making their travel plans to get the best rate, and we should take that up in another meeting and move from there.
And am I clear that starting in spring, there will not be any... We've been through this too.
Yes.
Is this not considered a
political,
election year?
It's not considered a political forum.
Okay.
Right now.
A candidate.
A candidate, yes. In the spring, we don't know what their agenda will look like. We can go off of the last 2 years of when an election is due, and yes, they normally do have that on there, but we don't have their agenda right now.
Okay.
We don't, nor do we have a date from them on when they're going to have their meeting. So the chair will entertain motions to approve these travel. One for Speaker Pratt for a Chickasaw Nation trip.
So moved.
In the amount of $650.83.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Chair will entertain a motion to approve Speaker Pratt's travel for Southern California Osage Gathering Meeting in the amount of $1,981.72.
So moved.
Question.
Yes.
So we've got 4 different...
Second.
I guess, Maria, yours is just... up to $2,100, depending on what it costs,
I
right?
I just flipped it out, yeah.
So
a few minutes ago.
We've got everywhere from $1,981.72 to $2,100. Why don't we just approve them all up to $2,100 and leave it at that?
I've got a motion and a second.
Well, because the forms that we have in front of us have amounts that I think we should approve what has been done. For example, Speaker Pratt and I are trying to work it that she won't have a rental car. I will have the rental car. She won't need one, and I'm going to pick her up.
I know.
That's why some of them are different amounts.
Well, what I'm saying is that if we approve up to $2,100, then if anyone goes over what they anticipated, then we don't have to come back and supplementally approve them.
I don't think we'll have to do that.
We've had to do it for like $17 before. People are willing to wait to get their money if they go over. I'm okay with that then.
Okay, well then we have a second on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Chair will entertain a motion for Congressman Otto Hamilton to attend the Southern California Osage Gathering in the amount of $2,019.39.
So moved.
I can second my own travel.
Yes. You can.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Chair will entertain a motion to approve the travel for Congressman John Baker to attend the Osage Southern California Gathering in the amount of $2,057.08.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the travel for Congresswoman Maria Whitehorn to attend the Southern California Osage Gathering in the amount of $2,100.
So moved.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The motion carries. That's all of our travel. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is payables. We have one for the server maintenance on September 2017, online backup storage fees, posted email, service call for session setup. Chair will entertain a motion to pay the computer guy $1,119.50.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Thank you. We have a second one for the Xerox Corp in the amount of $1,442.61. Chair will entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries.
Show that he moved and I seconded.
We have a third one. Chair will entertain a motion for a payable for the temporary employee reimbursement in the amount of $1,070.50.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. The next one is another payable for temporary employee reimbursement in the amount of $3,002.07.
So moved.
Question, Congresswoman Edwards.
Why is this coming out of temporary employee money?
I don't know. Eli?
Madam Chair, it's actually coming out of contractual. This is actually reimbursing the temple for the nation.
Okay.
So wait a minute. They're paying our employee out of the nation's temporary employee pool money, and then we are reimbursing them?
They ran out of money. And so that is why we have to reimburse. Is that not correct?
It's not necessarily that they ran out of money. There are certain policies that if the temporary employee is employed for a certain amount of time, it triggers a reimbursement effect from that individual department or program back to the temple.
Okay, but again, isn't she listed in our...
She is now, but she wasn't.
Fiscal year 18.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the payable for $3,002.07.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 One last one. Also temporary employee reimbursement in the amount of $1,379.43.
So moved.
Another question. Is this money coming out of 17 money then?
Yes.
Okay. So
second.
All this stuff has to be encumbered by a certain period of time. Blah, blah, blah. Here we are approving this today.
Eli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. These expenses occurred in fiscal year 17.
17.
So when we reimburse it, does it go back to the general treasury then?
Yes.
Okay, you might want to track that.
Aye.
Eli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Assuming that those expenses have not already been accounted for somewhere else out of the temp pool. So if HR has had to make payments for a temporary employee outside of these obligations, yes, that money would be returned unless HR has had to make that call. So I can't guarantee that that amount is going to be returned to the general treasurer as part of it, an obligated or carryover amount. It would depend on what other obligations human resources have made out of their temp pool.
So these bills were sent over when? 10-6?
I believe so.
Not 10-7 to 6-16-17?
Eli?
Thank you, Madam Chair. One of these bills, I'm not sure exactly which one, I don't have it in front of me, One of them was previously approved, however, the support documentation accompanying it front that we received from HR was inaccurate. So one of these is approving a same time period that had been previously approved by this body. Just a different amount of different support documentation.
Is the first date on the, because what I see on here is a bill from, or a, in, whatever it is, from 8-6, from 9-27, from 10-6, and from June. So I'm just a little concerned that it's October and we're getting requests from June.
Eli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is why the financials for the end of the year always take longer to get in. There are, I think it's 60 days that the nation has to close the end of their books. HR may not be able to realize a shortfall in their temp pool until receipts from the entire year come in. So this is part of the catch-up. This is part of any realization that HR may have had throughout the year. Any of their audits that turn up that an employee was expended for longer than their time periods, which would trigger reimbursement. This is what this is. I mean, again, there's the one that was previously approved to be paid. That's just wrong numbers on the part of HR and what they sent us to prepare the paper.
Shannon.
Well, I thought we spent a lot of money to try to, I don't know, I just wouldn't, myself, I would be concerned that I'm not tracking well enough to know that I've overreached the pool from June until right now, but that's just me.
All right, next
not
item.
Not our deal.
Next item on the agenda is building name.
Did we vote on that?
No.
Oh. So we vote on what?
Those.
The last one.
We did? Okay. Motion to approve the payable for $1,379.43.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we already moved it.
We just need to vote.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the building name. I'm hearing people like Capitol Building. We don't have any formal poll, but I think you started that name, and then you came up with the second name.
No, I came up with both names, but that was what I proposed, but I didn't come up with either one of them, actually.
Okay, well, I'm hearing people like SH Nation Capitol Building.
And the other name that I proposed was Osage Name, which I will defer to Congressman Maker to say.
Keystone Might See.
So I proposed Keystone Might See Capitol Building.
Keystone Might See Congress See is House.
Not Wash by.
Sometimes it's Wash.
Sometimes.
Congressman Hamilton, what are your thoughts on this? What's the committee's thoughts on this?
I'd like to call it both things, and then you can call it Capitol Building if you want to.
I haven't given much thought to the name. It sounds like something all of Congress probably needs to be a part of, and we need to.
We circulated it last month. We told everybody to.
Well, I haven't heard from any Congress members.
Here's four more right here.
Speaker Pratt, tell us what you think. What do you got to say about the game tonight? Congressman Mason?
I have no name for it today.
Congressman Maker?
Well, I talked with Congresswoman Edwards about this, about the name in Osage. Talked about that. Which the word for a group of people talking, which is Congress, and you'll hear people say, lit in a prayer, Keystone, K Keystone is people talking back and forth. That's what the old timers first called the agency building up here, when the first superintendent or Indian agent was here assigned to those agencies. And TSI in the English alphabet means house. But in the symbols, it'd all be different if he was to put that up on the, above the doorway. But I would think something like House of Congress, something like that, but that everybody can read, people who aren't Osage or don't understand the Osage language, but also have the Osage wording as well to keep up with our Osage traditions. This is the capital of the Osage Nation, Pawhuska, Oklahoma, historically, even long before Osage County or Osage Reservation.
Dark House.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to approve the name Osage Capitol Building above with Keystone Motsi underneath.
A motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Congressman Mason, are you a no or a yes?
No.
Roll call.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes. Motion carries. All right, we have a building there. Next item on the agenda is construction. I just heard from Bruce Cass. Where are the bids? I have them. We need them. What are the amount? I don't have the answer to that yet. So I believe that this committee is the one who...
Seth and I.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So we made a motion, if you follow the minutes. We made a motion to have a renovation subcommittee to oversee the remediation. And then we ask second speaker contact Bruce Cass to assist the subcommittee. So we had a meeting scheduled, and the truth of the matter is that I was the only one that attended along with staff, and we talked about what needed to be done next door, and we asked him to help us obtain. And that was the motion, was to obtain three bids for, and that's found at page 2, to approve the solicitation of three bids for temporary work remodel of the annex building. And so we solicited Bruce to help us do that, and that's where it's left. So, to me, at this point, the reason we were looking for three bids was to determine whether we needed to advertise it in compliance with the Competitive Bidding Act. In the interim, I don't know why, we got a letter that said that there was an emergency here, but I think you said you wrote back, or you said no, that's, we don't have an emergency.
I didn't write back. I just don't believe that it is an emergency. And I don't think that there are several members that think that it's an emergency.
So it seems to me at this point, since we don't have those bids back from Bruce, that we go ahead and put out the RFP and see what we get back through Tammy Leeper, and that way we will have there's a process for the RFP. So go ahead and submit the RFP to Tammy Leeper to advertise. That's my motion.
Congressman Mason.
I'll wait to somebody for a second. Discussion. I have discussion.
You have it written down?
Yes. I can. Right online.
Moves to authorize the submission of an RFP to Tammy Leeper for advertising Capitol Building Annex remodel. Let me change it to advertising bids for Capitol Building Annex remodel.
That's your motion?
Second.
Congressman Mason, then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Define annex.
That building next door.
Building next door.
The building next door, okay. Next, and asking for these folks, what is it that we want done? Because I can, first of all, we're having problems with the maintenance crew that's got the whole new maintenance contract. They're not doing our windows, simple thing, but they said it's not in their contract, so who's gonna clean our windows? And then secondly, we got a hole in the roof and it's breathing right now. And where I come from, we always like to fix the roof first before we do stuff underneath. Because if it's leaking or something, we'd have to fix it again. Those kind of things are going down the list, and it's still new to me. And I came in this morning, we've got new stuff in here, and that's good. I like that. But I'm just saying, what is it that we need to ask in our RFP of these folks that we want them to do? Is that enough just to say to do the annex and then not do this or that, and this is not a part of it? I know this is contract and maintenance, but it's all part of us that we're going to be here a lot, and the people after us are going to be here a lot. There's a lot of things I think we need to do, I like to have a kitchen area. I like to have a recreation, a place to, those kind of things. Is that part of the annex design? Or conference room so we can, if we have guests come in, we can, or some constituent wants to talk to me, I can go someplace kind of private and just talk. I don't know, I'm just thinking of things. Just off the cuff now, I didn't bring my list of what I would like to see be done. We all have those lists, so I'll stop there. I'm just throwing that out there.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, that was just my main question. Who's going to scope the RFP? Because if somebody here doesn't scope it, then it's somebody else's idea, so.
Congresswoman Edwards.
We did scope it. We have it. We presented it to Mr. Cass, who was going to get those two, was going to get two of three bids, he said. And that's where the ball is right now. And to me, that happened at the end of September. So we're into it 3 weeks, and the goal was to see whether we were going to be under the $50,000 or not. Because once $50,000 kicks in, the need to competitively bid. So there is a scope. I don't have it with me right now, but it was limited to that office and back in the back room. It did not include adding any restrooms. It did include setting up some sort of break room back there. And Eli and Shanna can help me. The main thing was bringing the modules down here, adding some additional electricity, fixing the ceiling tiles, painting, putting in carpet. It was really a temporary situation for getting the staff some offices. And it didn't involve anything in this room, and it didn't involve the fourth floor at all. That's coming. But I appreciate your concern about maintenance, because there's a bunch of glass now behind the building, which I understood was created by Tribal Works dumping a refrigerator out of the second floor. But that's
Shanna?
A separate issue.
I was just going to agree with what as far as I am aware, what had been discussed was basically to make it to where we could get our offices up there moved down here by December 1st initially, but I don't see that happening at this point in time. really is just carpet, lighting, data drops, a little bit of extra electricity in the sprint area, and setting up the parking space, and then there'd be a conference room, and then the break room. But that's all it consisted of. It wasn't anything, it was very extensive.
Congressman Mason?
So I, after things are said, and I'm anxious to get this done, how can we get this done quickly then? We need to have our office folks set up so they can work every day and do things for us.
Congresswoman Edwards?
I suggest we get that RFP advertised. We advertise it for the 2 weeks. We hope that one or both of those people that Bruce Cass contacted submits the bid to us, and we're able to go contract it and get it going. But this is what happens when you do things by gentleman's agreement. Isn't that what one of our congressmen calls it? I mean, I thought it would take 2 or 3 days to get somebody to scope, to get a feel for whether we needed to advertise or not. But we're not getting that, so I think we should go ahead and advertise and get contracted. So I would say if we get it advertised here in the next couple of days, we ought to be able to get it done within 3 weeks to get it, the contract let. And from there, I would guess it's going to take another 3 weeks, a month.
Okay. Did we vote on that motion, Dana?
No, not yet.
There's a motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor, we've had discussion.
Could repeat the motion, please.
Repeat the motion, please.
Move to authorize the submission of RFP to Tammy Leeper for advertising bids for Capitol Building and Annex remodel.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on our agenda. Oh, wait, well, I'm going to include this under construction because it, well, it can go either construction or no business. So I had directed staff to take down this awning that says First National Bank employees entrance only, and get a new awning that says Osage Nation Congress. It's an awning. It can always be taken down if in the event that Congress moves to another building 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And we were met with a email from Tammy Leeper that said, I reached out to Dr. Hunter yesterday. As I found out all about this late on Tuesday. I haven't heard back from her. We need to hear from her. Please note, I'm still planning on scheduling the quotes. She got you the quotes, correct, Eli?
No.
Or no?
At this time, nobody's been here to measure the awnings.
Okay.
Somebody's coming early next week.
Okay. So, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, this committee can do what it wants. An awning is not a part of a historic site. It's something new that was added to this building when it became a bank. We do not need a sign that says First National Bank employee entrance only on an awning. We need an awning that says Osage Nation Congress. That's what we need. And I'm not going to have to, I don't need anyone to tell me that that's part of a registry. That's not a part of a historic registry. So, in my opinion, this committee needs to tell Tammy Leeper to move forward on this. And we need a new awning.
Move to tell Tammy Leeper to move forward on this.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Eli, let us know when they get quotes. It's going to be black with silver or gold? I can't remember.
Yeah, we decided gold.
Okay. And it's just going to say Osage Nation Congress. That's it.
In English. Yeah.
Just to raise awareness on that, it's not just specifically the awning. Issues have been raised with regard to the historical registry on almost everything that's been looked at with regard to this building.
We were here first. Amen.
As I said, we were here before the state of 1871.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to authorize the second speaker to engage the repair of the lighting in the great room.
Second.
Eli?
Thank you, Madam Chair. By my understanding, an electrician will be here on Monday. Person that the nation typically utilizes for electrical services has been out of the state. We are set to have an electrician come in early next week to take a look at what needs to be done to get these lights going.
Who's we?
Second speaker, and the staff has directed by the second speaker.
Okay, we're not having to rely on their, on the nation's electrician?
I don't, it will be the nation's electrician. It's an approved vendor with a business license through the nation.
We're not gonna keep going through sessions with lights out. It's rugged.
Well, is this the same electrician who I'm not, but it's a one-person electrical contractor? I mean, did they not?
Met with the individual yet. We contacted the procurement office to find an individual that is licensed to do business with the nation. That individual, or the first person that the procurement office went to, was out of the state at the time. We have a different electrician coming in on Monday. I don't know the name of that electrician.
Okay, well, I still am gonna authorize you to get any licensed electrician that's licensed with the nation. There's gotta be some electrical firms that can do that. Waiting for one person that's a sole proprietor to get over here is, anyway, that's still my motion.
John?
Are you talking about replacing these lights or just putting some new light bulbs in?
No, we have an issue. Some of these lights have been, right now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out. Some of these have been, the light bulbs have been replaced. In a matter of days, weeks, they've gone back out. So we have an issue with wiring, probably. Shanna?
I just wanted to say that Elizabeth McGree came by and we spoke with her yesterday. She used to work here and she worked here for 34 years. She remembers when these lights were actually installed and what they paid for them and everything. She indicated to Eli and I that the ballasts on these lights go out frequently and the light bulbs have to be changed frequently. So more than likely, I would say that's, from what she said, that's probably what's wrong with these, but she gave us a lot of information concerning this building, so.
Okay. Did you have a motion? Well, did you make it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All those in favor, what, go ahead and repeat it, sorry.
Move to authorize the second speaker to engage the repair of the lighting in the great room.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the OFPR building lease, and I know I'm gonna lose a quorum here in a couple of minutes, so we got about 5 minutes. Donna? Congressman Mason?
What if we do get evicted? Where do we go? Where do you go? Where are we going to put you?
That's my question.
I mean, and ideally, I'd like to have you around us, but I don't know.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Does the former lease say that if the lease, once the lease term's over, it goes to a month to month?
I believe it does.
Yes.
So, well, my thought is that we're going to try our best to get them in here within a year. That'd be my only issue of a year-long lease. But the way things are going, maybe a year-long lease is appropriate. Maybe we could do a six-month lease. Have they indicated that they are looking for another lease?
No, they've not contacted us at all. I just know every October we've always done another lease for the following year. I didn't want to put us at jeopardy by not doing one, so that's why I brought it before him.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to request that the second speaker contact, well, let me just not make this as a motion. Why don't you contact and see if we can do a six-month lease? That'll give us time to see where we are. Maybe they'll be able to come down.
because as I understand, I mean, I agree with you, the concept is getting everybody in one building.
So you didn't make that in the form of a motion. I'm just gonna do it and then get back with you all to see what they tell you. And then if we have anything come up, I'll put it on the next agenda.
If you're not willing to do a 6 months, then...
All right, Donna, you and I'll work on that because I'll need this number. All right. Next item on the agenda is new business. Just very quickly, everyone seemed to be open for December 9th or December 16th for our annual Christmas party that we attend with staff. Suggestions have been the mayo, suggestions have been the Pahuska Bed and Breakfast, and suggestions have been the Tulsa restaurant in Tulsa. So the mayo is kind of slightly costly.
How costly is slightly costly?
Eli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Regarding that issue from last year, if I'm remembering correctly, and Shanna might be able to help a little bit, the nation picked up the cost for the venue, and then individual members picked up the cost for the meal for themselves, if I'm remembering that correctly. We were directed as staff last year to find a location where the average cost of the meal is around $25. We can raise that, we can lower that, whatever you'd like to do. The one proposal that I've seen real quick is the mayo. The food cost on that was ranging a little bit on the higher end, about $35 to $40.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I thought it was more than $25 last year, a person.
I can't remember what it is.
I think
it's
right around 25.
Around 25. And we pay for the staff. So we pitch in our 25 on our own, out of our own pocket for ourselves and our plus one plus the staff.
So, but when you say the nation paid for, I didn't realize there was a building.
If there was a cost for the venue, I believe the Congress has picked that up in the past.
I would say,
and I believe last year, before we did it last year, there wasn't a cost for that venue. Previous year, I believe there was.
No, the previous year we went to, last year we went to the Pahuska Bed and Breakfast. The year before that, we went to a restaurant in Tulsa, the Polo Grill. So there's not a fee for that.
Yeah, there wasn't a cost for that.
The year before that, I think we went to
the Pahuska.
Oh, the casino.
Skytube Casino.
The year before that, we were at the Pahuska Bed and Breakfast. I mean, we've been there at least twice to Pahuska. Congressman Maker.
Okay, I'm the one who looked, got the information for the mayo, and if you all have seen that, I would say it's very modest for what you get over there. It's a beautiful place. It's a first class. You get to go up to the penthouse after the meal, go out on the rooftop, and you'll have a few drinks there at your own cost. But I would say that for what they advertise and what they suggest, and I sent a nice package over, and I sent it to some of the members of Congress to look at. And, I would say if we're ever going to have a really nice first-class gathering, that would be it. And just for the cost of $2 more per person, really have a nice venue. It's going to be decorated very beautifully, I'm sure, the holiday season. So I'm just, that's my input. I mean, for like $10 more, we can go somewhere really nice.
Thank you, Congressman. The only thing that I will add to this discussion is that we need to secure a location and we need to pick a date. It is mid to late October. The casinos have already contacted me and said, if you're going to use us, we need to know. People are starting to book for their holiday activities, so we need to make a decision on date and location today, in my opinion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, if that's the case, then that's the case, but I was going to suggest that you send an email out that circulates either the mayo or the bed and breakfast, vote by Monday
10 a.m. and that's that.
Because even the mail has their limits on how long they can hold that.
Well, I know. That's why I was narrowing it down to the Mayo or the bed and breakfast. I don't think the casino's in the running, is it? So that way you could get input, time for input. We've narrowed it to 2, and
okay,
either day. See when they're available.
We're 7 of us here. I said let's just decide on
and
it today.
RJ already put his vote in.
Yeah,
so
he did.
All right.
Well, my vote is the Pawhuska Bed and Breakfast, and to hold it on December 9th. No one had an issue with the Saturday, the 2 Saturdays available.
My vote's the man.
Can I say move to approve? Well, is the Mayo open both nights?
I don't know.
They just say that one open.
Which was what?
The 9th.
Okay. So I move to approve the 9th, one way or the other.
Second.
Okay. All right. December 9th is definitely the date.
Now, why don't you just take a vote? Move that we vote by hand of all the persons, Congress members present.
There's a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
For December 9th, say yes.
No, I'm talking about voting by whoever, whatever prevails of where we pick.
We've decided on the 9th. I don't even think we need a motion for any of this. It's just discussion. We've never done a motion for any of this.
I thought you wanted to make a decision, though.
Well, we are making a decision.
And these guys' vote should count, and so I'm making a motion that we take a vote, and whatever the vote, whoever prevails, that's it.
Poll. We can't vote because we're not on the committee.
Okay.
Take a poll of the members present.
All right. Poll. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, there's the second, so... Everyone for December 9th, raise your hand.
No, I'm past that one. I'm talking about the place.
All right. Everyone for the Pawhuska Bed and Breakfast, raise your hand. Everyone for the Mayo, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It wins. December 9th at the Mayo.
You'll love it.
So we're in the Mayo.
I gotta go.
Just in the restaurant there?
No, we have the room.
All right. That's all of our new business. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
We made a decision. 1. 2.
All right.
Here. I don't know.